at the United Soybean Board Bio-Based Stakeholders Workshop. I'm speaking with Lewis Bainbridge. And Lewis, I know you're a soybean grower. Tell me where you're from and a little bit about your operation, first of all.
We farm in southeast South Dakota. My two sons and I and our family farms there and raise corn, soybeans, and livestock.
Well, we have just completed this workshop where USDA announced 11 companies who have achieved certification for their bio-preferred label that they can use on some of their products. What do you think about this when you consider how much your checkoff dollars have gone into a lot of the research and projects to help get us to this point?
I think it's incredibly interesting that we are to this point. This has taken a long, long time. I've been involved in checkoff for many years. And to see some of these products come online finally, and to see the certification process that USDA is touting that they'll get through in 60 days, I think is fantastic.
How does, what does that mean to you as a grower?
It gives us some encouragement that, you know, we seem to be very good at what we do. We seem to grow too much most of the time. So with these new uses of our products, I think that there's a long-term good future for my family.
So it's a worthwhile investment.
It certainly is. Certainly is.
Well, you know, we had a bunch of a pretty diverse group here. These are not just, companies that are producing stuff for the government, which a lot of this has been targeted to. These are companies that are producing, as we heard, carpeting and other types of products that are out just on the shelf in the grocery store, too. So it looks like the market potential is pretty big as we look ahead, right?
That's exactly right. The market is huge. It's really nice to see some of these products that we use every day in our homes for cleaning, carpet cleaning, things that I use in my shop, such as lubricants and so forth. So I think the future is very bright for us.
Did you ever think that you would just take some soybean oil and put it on a cloth and use it to clean things up?
I did not. We have a biodiesel plant, so we've been using soybean oil in that for several years, but I didn't think that, you know, the potential was there for such things as the carpet cleaning and so forth.
Well, we saw some demonstrations of it, some of it pretty amazing, and we'll help try to get that word out. That's Lewis Bainbridge, one of the soybean growers who is attending here at the United Soybean Board Bio-Based Stakeholders Workshop. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.